GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Boston-based talk radio titan Howie Carr. I've got more than a dozen text messages coming in this morning. People asking what your opinion is about this spat going on between President Biden for labeling Vladimir Putin a killer. And now Putin's response, they sound like two kids on a playground.
Well, you know, yeah, I know. I know you are, but what am I? It's sticks and stones may break my bones, and whatever sticks to me and not sticks to you and not to me. I don't know all those playground terms.
Well, Howie, let me jump in right there because I'm not often on Twitter, but I stumbled across this morning where Pee Wee Herman quoted, "I am rubber, you are glue," which is what he used to say all the time, and he's laughing at the fact that superpower world leaders are using his phrases.
I know you are, but what am I? That was another one of Pee Wee Herman's. Yeah. Now that I think about it, but I say bring it on. I'd love to see a debate between those two guys. I have a feeling that Putin, coming out of the old KGB, and and I guess it's now called the FSB. I have a feeling he knows a lot about the Biden's business dealings in Ukraine, Romania. I have a feeling he understands why the widow of the mayor of Moscow sent $3.5 million to Hunter Biden. Do you really think that this is a debate that, let's face it, Joe Biden would have major problems debating either of his dogs, let alone Vladimir Putin.
Put a pin in that because we're going to come back to what is scheduled to happen next week. The Kremlin responded and expressed further frustration, reading a news account here, arguing Biden, quote, definitely does not want to improve relations between the two nations. Putin noting that talks can continue, but it can't be, open quote, pre-recorded, closed quote. It has to be, open quote, an open and direct discussion. I'd like to see that.
It's kind of like when George Bush was being questioned about Iran-Contra, whatever it was, by Dan Rather. And he said, I'll be glad to talk to you, Dan, but let's do it on live TV. I think that's basically the Putin has taken the George H.W. Bush status. He wants to go live. I mean, it's great. I mean, I don't know what's in this for Biden, though. I mean, Biden has already helped out Russia immeasurably by the fact that he's ended the Keystone pipelines. He's canceling all these oil and gas leases. Suddenly the one export that produces hard cash for Russia, which is oil, is and natural gas, I guess, is going to suddenly be worth more. I mean, Putin is got to be really happy that Donald Trump is gone. I mean, this nonsense that was put out, this report that said that Russia and China and Iran were conspiring to switch the election around, and then all these fake news journalists from so-called journalists from the mainstream media said this proves that the Biden laptop was fake and it was done by the Kremlin, and it said nothing to that effect. And all of these fake journalists, the fake newsers, had to retract that. It said nothing of the sort. But Biden's allies are still into this Russian collusion hoax after all these years, and so he's just promoting it. It's just in Democrat mythology, and so he just wants to keep it going. I shouldn't say he wants to keep it going. He has no clue what's going on, obviously. I mean, his handlers want to keep it going.
You see, I wonder if that's the case, because not only did Biden label Putin, using the quote here, a killer, he also said, and you don't see too much about this unless you're paying attention, he added that Putin, quote, will pay a price. I can only imagine that if Trump had said that,
right,
this would not be a story that's now, at least
remember,
I'm here, buried.
Remember, it occurred to me when I first read this last night, remember when Trump called Kim Jong-un, or whatever his name is, in North Korea, little rocket man? I mean, that was a joke. And the same people now who genuflect when they see Joe Biden, oh, he's going to cause World War III. Hey, this is the most outrageous bellicose talk of all time. Little Rocket Man, as opposed to saying someone's a killer and has no soul and you know, will pay a price. Mm. I mean, and this is after they he helps out Putin by making the United States energy dependent again. I mean, the worst thing that could have ever happened to Putin, and the worst thing that did happen to him, was the United States becoming so predominant and so dominant in world energy production. And it was a devastating blow to Russia's already reeling economy. I always keep reminding people that it's seldom mentioned. Russia now has a smaller economy, a smaller gross domestic product than the state of California. I mean, is that a superpower that's on the verge of taking over the world? All they have is a few nuclear weapons. They're outdated, and they're trying to throw their weight around in Syria, help out Iran. But they're on the downside, and so is Iran, for that matter. I mean, the problem here is China, and Joe Biden can't say anything about China because of all the tens of millions of dollars his entire family has received from the Red Chinese.
You see, you mentioned Biden's handlers before. I would have loved to have seen the look on their face when Biden said he will pay a price. That's when I thought eyes were going to roll. You mentioned you'd love to see a debate. I think we all would love to see a debate. And I circled my calendar. I want to say it's the 25th. Biden is scheduled to have a bona fide
6 days away.
6 days away. Do you have a count? Do you have a countdown going on in your studio?
It should be at the bottom of every cable news network screen, shouldn't it?
Yeah. I wondered aloud yesterday. I just mused, and I got a lot of confirmation text messages. People suspect the same thing. Ask of you. We've seen in the past where some politicians get handled differently. They know the questions ahead of time at the town hall. I wonder how ginger or how aggressive reporters will be with President Biden next week.
Well, there's only one reporter in the White House press gallery anyway, and that's Peter Ducey from Fox. The rest of them, I mean, I could just see the questions. Mr. President, when is the first cat arising? What color is the first cat? Are you going to have a contest so the little kids of America can name the cat? Will the cat be spayed or neutered? When is Major coming back? You know, if Major can't come back because he's a bad dog from a rescue, can Champ come back? I mean, that'll take up like half the press conference right there.
We've seen in the past that someone is selected to give the first question, so we know there is that communication. How strong do you think that communication is on molding, crafting the questions that you know they'll lobby at the first commander-in-chief?
Well, we've seen it. We've seen it during the campaign. I mean, he took questions. He would go, ABC Mary, you know, CBS Bob. I mean, he's not taking questions from the hostile press except for Peter Ducey. I mean, Trump took more questions in a week than, just on his way to Marine One, than Biden is going to take probably in his entire year as president, if he makes it to a year. Biden can't handle any of these questions. I mean, look what Biden did. He doesn't even know how to sidestep lies. I mean, another way he got into trouble with that interview with Stephanopoulos. Again, he's a former Capitol Hill staffer. He ran the Bimbo Eruptions Unit for Bill Clinton. He couldn't be any more of a partisan Democrat, and he still gets tripped up. Stephanopoulos is trying to give him an out on saying, you did tell the illegal aliens that they could surge the border and get free health care and free everything else. And he says, I never said that. And, within seconds, everybody on the Internet has got up the videotape of him from 2019 saying, I think you should surge the border and you're welcome and come on down. And now he's, yesterday he's talking again. Well, you know, if you obey, you can have a small gathering on the 4th of July. I thought that the first time it went over like a lead balloon. He's pushing it again, telling people they have to wear masks and get vaccinations to have a small barbecue in the backyard on the 4th of July while he's putting COVID positive illegal aliens on buses and sending them into the United States and refusing to tell Greyhound who they are.
You're going to be putting them up in Texas for at least 3 months. I heard that yesterday.
They'll be in Maine before long. They'll be in Maine. They'll be in New England. They'll be everywhere. Every state is a border state.
Now, speaking of Maine, more than a couple of text messages coming in. Someone heard it on your show, talking with Boston-based talk radio titan Howie Carr. The Public International Legal Foundation lawsuit in Maine. For those that didn't hear about it, can you give us a skim?
Yeah. They're just, I'm not that familiar with it. They just said his name is J. Christian Adams. I think he was fired by Obama from the Justice Department. He was trying to crack down on voter fraud, so he set up his own group. And he said they're suing they were going after the previous Secretary of State, and they thought that Secretary of State was pretty bad. And he said the new Secretary of State is even worse, and I think he said they've been stonewalling them. We were just going down a list of states, all these Virginia, Michigan, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, all these states are Nevada, Georgia, all these states. It's turning out that Trump is, now that it's too late to help him, Trump is winning the lawsuits or winning the battles between the unelected bureaucrats. I wish I knew more. Rick, let me try to post something today on that. All right, I'll tweet it out and I'll alert people on my show. I should know more about it, but he mentioned it in passing, and I'll get more on it today.
Well, you certainly grabbed some ears. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 text messages, and I haven't even looked at the emails. What's going on at HowieCarrShow.com?
We all the usual stuff. Kennedy Babylon volumes 1 and 2. I recommend. There's a lot in there. Not a lot, but there's some in there about Andrew Cuomo and all the other bad Kennedy in-laws, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Peter Lawford, Stephen Smith. He's the fixer for the family, the brother-in-law of JFK and Teddy and Bobby. He's it's a great couple of books, 600 pages of tawdry scandal and gossip about the Kennedy family, which does include, people forget, does include Andrew Cuomo. He married Carrie Kennedy, who dumped him for a polo player that owned a few McDonald's in Westchester County. It's it's good reading. Now that the weather's getting warmer, it'll amuse you, and there are a lot of great pictures.
What some people won't do for free chicken nuggets. Howie Carr, we'll listen to you today at 3 o'clock and this weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday here on the Hotline to Howie. Have a great day, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.